The state of Michigan spends more than $30 million a year on its Pure Michigan campaign. The powerful ads have attracted millions of visitors from other states and other countries. But what happens when those visitors begin driving around? And what a great spot to stop and enjoy the beautiful scenery. Well, instead of, say, Lake Michigan, they could behold some scrubby weeds and overgrown trees. Detroit Free Press travel writer Ellen Krieger is with us now. Well, what's up with Michigan's scenic turnouts and roadside parks?
Well, they're all wrapped up in the problems that Michigan has in funding its roads. It turns out that MDOT, the Michigan Department of Transportation, is in charge of all these scenic turnouts and roadside parks that have been part of Michigan for decades, and they're suffering just like our roads are.
So what are people seeing?
Well, it depends on where you go. I happen to be up by Empire near Sleeping Bear Dunes, and I drove past the Sleeping Bear Dunes Scenic Turnout. And I was surprised to see when you parked, all you see is a wall of trees and weeds. And it turns out this is one of the worst scenic turnouts in the state because you cannot see anything.
And of all places, to not be able to take in a gorgeous view.
That's right. It's down the road, probably a couple miles from the real Sleeping Bear entrance to the National Lakeshore there. But it is real disappointing. It has this nice turnout, the nice picnic tables. And when I called the state, apparently what the problem is not only don't they have the money to keep it up, but the property that abuts the turnout is privately owned, and they haven't worked with the homeowner there to trim the trees, so you can see nothing.
Oh, that is too bad. Do we have a sense that this is happening throughout the state and other of these scenic turnouts are just as bad?
I think that's probably the worst one, but the state MDOT says that at least half of the scenic turnouts need trees trimmed, and 90% of them need some kind of maintenance work, either on their picnic tables or their bathrooms or those parking structures or the buildings that are located at these roadside parks and scenic turnouts.
And you know, that does leave such a lasting impression. I'm just thinking of through my life, different road trips, and you can remember who had the, you know, the great turnout spots or a good picnic area or the all-important rest area. Now, I have to say, I've always found that that trusty one just before exit 110 on I-96 is perfectly kept up, thank you. When you have a kid at Michigan State, it's a familiar stop. But is that the case elsewhere around the state?
MDOT not only maintains the scenic turnouts and the roadside parks, which are small, you know, viewing places or places to stop on sort of secondary roads, it also maintains the tourist welcome centers and the rest stops off the freeways. So that's what you're talking about in terms of those. And they do have a maintenance budget, unlike the scenic turnouts, but it's, of course, not enough to keep up with all of the needs that they have.
I mean, I just have to say, as a traveler, you don't want to let the rest side bathrooms get crummy because that does leave a really, really bad picture of the state to visitors.
That's right. People who live in the state, it's important to us as well. Mm-hmm. But it definitely shows the people from outside the state a bad impression if things are run down or junky. You don't really want that, especially when we're spending $33 million on Pure Michigan.
Is anyone in Lansing going to bat for these parks and scenic turnouts?
Well, the problem is that it's all wrapped up in this whole messy ball of wax about the roads. Who knows? I mean, in terms of scenic turnouts, I talked to the state senator, but he says all the right things, and they are concerned. But again, he said, you know, if there's a bridge with a hole in it that needs repair, or should we trim the trees at the scenic turnout, guess which one is going to win out?
I wonder if this is a chance for citizen volunteers who live in the area who might want to try to step up. I don't even know if that would be welcomed. You know, the way the citizen volunteers stepped up for the old Tiger Stadium, the Navin Field grounds crew. They go out there and cut the lawn because they love it.
That could be a good option. I also heard from readers who suggested Boy Scout projects or prisoner work detail, something to improve these places. I want to make the point, of course, not all scenic turnouts are in bad shape.
Right.
Some are still extremely beautiful, and I know that your listeners probably have seen them. One of my favorites is in Arcadia in Michigan, which is south of Traverse City along Lake Michigan. That has a lot of steps, so you get higher and higher, and so you can see the beautiful, incredible view from there, and you're above the trees, and it's just a beautiful view.
Maybe you've lit a fire of sorts for the ones that aren't getting so much love.
I hope so.
Detroit Free Press travel writer Ellen Krieger. Always love talking travel with you, Ellen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Still to come, Detroit locals love John's Carpet House, a neighborhood blues venue. But the city, not so much. We'll hear more in 10 minutes. This is Stateside from Michigan Radio.